Let's turn to First Peter chapter 5.
我们看彼得前书的第五章。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 9.
彼得前书第五章第六节到第九节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7.
第七节。
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Verse 8.
第八节。
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion,seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9.
第九节。
Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So for the last several weeks, we have studied one another how to overcome the roaring lion.
在前几个礼拜，我们一直在讨论怎样子来战胜吼叫的狮子。
First, we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
首先我们要伏在神大能的手下。
And second, we must cast all our care upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们叫一切的忧虑都卸给神。
And tonight we'll study, we must be sober.
今天晚上要提到就是说我们要警醒。
And in other words, if we sober, this means we are not drunk.
若是我们警醒谨守，就是说我们不醉酒。
As Christians, we also need to be sober.
我们做一个基督徒就是要警醒谨守。
If we are sober, the roaring lion cannot overcome us.
若是我们警醒的话，那吼叫的狮子就不能够吞噬我们。
Because when we are sober, this means we are in full strength.
若是我们警醒的时候呢，表示我们这个用力量来装备自己。
Because a person who is drunk cannot see very clearly.
因为一个醉酒的人他看不清楚前面的幻象。
And a person who is drunk, they cannot hear very clearly.
醉酒的人也听不清楚所说的话。
And a person who is drunk, they cannot walk very straight.
这个醉酒人也不能走这个直的路。
And spiritually, we are drunk with the things of this world.
但是在属灵意识上呢，我们给这世界上的这个物质这个像醉酒一样。
We also will not walk straight to the heavenly kingdom.
我们也没办法这个走正路来进神的国。
Why? Because we cannot hear, we cannot see very clearly.
既然我们听不清楚我们这个也弄不清楚前面的情况。
You can see nowadays, actually, most deaths are caused by car accident.
现在这个死亡大部分都是因为这个车祸。
And a lot of car accidents are most of the time because people who drink and they drive.
那么车祸的原因这个肇事的原因大部分都是这个醉酒开车。
Normally, when you drive without drinking, you are fine.
你都是开车你不醉酒的话，那是没问题。
But only drink two beers after you know, they test it. After you drink two beers, then your vision, right, and your clarity on driving is, you know, become more blur.
但是他们这个测试过都是你喝了两杯啤酒之后。然后你的视线就模糊了，你看不清楚前面的方向。
That's only two beers.
只有这个两杯的这个啤酒。
Imagine some people drink to the point that they're so drunk, and how can they drive on the road?
那么都是有些人他喝这个喝酒喝得这么醉，那他怎么能够在上路开车呢
？Actually, I myself, when I before I came to Christ, I used to drink quite a lot.
在我还没信主之前以前我是常常喝酒的。
Actually, in college, when I drink, I used to get into fights also.
我在大学时代，我喝了酒，我就跟人家打架。
And quite often when I was drunk, I have no idea what I was doing.
那常常是我喝醉酒之后，我做什么事我都不知道。
Why? Because when you are drunk, you really have your hearing, everything about your senses is completely impaired.
因为当你醉酒之后呢，你所有的感官上的感觉都是迷糊了。
I remember one time I went to a nightclub.
我记得有一次呢，我到这个晚上的这个俱乐部。
And that time I didn't really want to spend too much money at the club, so I drank at home first before I go to the nightclub to dance.
那么那个时候呢，我不想在这个酒吧花太多酒，所以我在家里就喝了酒，然后再去酒吧跳舞。
And by the time I get to the club, I was completely drunk already.
那么我还没到酒吧之前我已经是完全醉酒了。
Of course, when you're drunk, and then when you're dancing, and then you stir up your whole body, and I start to throw up all over the place.
那么当你醉酒，你又在酒吧跳舞所以你就肚子所有的东西都吐出来了。
And then at the time, the bouncer, they threw me out of the nightclub.
所以结果呢这个酒吧的人就把我这个赶出这个酒吧的门外。
Whereas when I was walking on the street by myself, because I have no idea what I was doing.
那我一个人单独走在街上我也不知道我在做什么。
And I remember a bunch of guys, they talk to one another, they say, let's rob this kid.
那么就有一群人他们在讲话，就说我们来抢这个年轻人吧。
Of course, at the time I just rolled underneath the van and I tried to hide from them.
那当时候呢，我就躲在这个 这个车子的轮胎底下要躲过这群人。
I think I slept under the van maybe for 5 hours.
我想我在那个轮胎底下，我大概睡了5个小时。
I was passed out.
因为我就完全这个昏睡过去了。
And thank God, no one moved the van. If they moved the van, they would have ran over me.
感谢神，没有人开那个车，要不然那个话，我就被给车轮压死了。
For sure, being drunk is not a good experience.
当然，这个醉酒不是一个好的这个经历。
But Peter, when he said be sober, this means be sober spiritually.
当彼得讲说我们要这个警醒，那么警醒呢，表示说在属灵的意识上要警醒。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
说不要醉酒，酒能使人涣荡，要被圣灵充满。
See, many of our members, actually, they are not drunk with the physical wine.
这个我们教会很多的信徒，不是因为这个外面的这个酒，来使他们醉酒。
Very few members that I know that drink to the point that they are drunk.
我几乎没有听到有任何的这个信徒因为喝的这个酒而醉酒。
But let's talk about being drunk with the things of this world.
但是我们来想，我们怎样子这个给这个世界上的事情这个像醉酒一样迷惑了我们心。
If we are drunk with the things of this world, for sure we cannot overcome Satan.
我们都是因为这世界上的事而醉酒了，我们当然胜不过魔鬼。
Because the things of this world belong to Satan.
因为这个世界上的事是属于魔鬼的掌权。
And if we use the things of this world to make ourselves feel drunk, this means Satan is the one that controlling us.
所以我们都是借着用世界上的事情使我们醉酒了，那么魔鬼他就可以掌控我们。
Of course, the Bible never tells us we cannot drink.
圣经没有讲说我们绝对这个一滴酒都不可以沾口。
Just like the Bible never tells us not to enjoy the things of this world.
圣经没有讲说不要这个就享乐于这个世界上的事。
Yes, we can taste a little bit of wine.
是的，我们可以尝一点酒。
But we cannot be drunk by it.
但是我们不可以因这个酒而醉。
Because when we are drunk by it, it means we are controlled by that substance.
因为都是我们因酒而醉了，我们就给这个酒来这个来制服我们了。
It's nothing wrong for us to enjoy the things of this world.
我们这个享乐于这个世界上事也不是有什么错。
But if these things of this world cause us to be drunk with it, this means we cannot live without. This means it will become a problem for us.
但是我们都是借这个世界上的事就好像这醉酒了我们活着没有这些事情不行的话，那表示说我们就因给这世界上事情像醉酒一样了。
We can see the Israelites when they went through the wilderness of 40 years.
我们看以色列人他们四十年飘荡在旷野。
Of course, when they live in Egypt, they lust after many things.
当然他们住在这个埃及的时候他们就是要追求很多埃及的东西。
So in the wilderness, God gave them manna to eat.
那么在旷野的时候，神赐下玛拿。
And they cannot only eat that manna.
那么他们可以这个借着吃麻辣。
Why? Because in Egypt they were drunk with many things.
但是过去在埃及地他们给世界上很多事情醉酒了。
So that's why that time they thought about that when they live in Egypt, like the leeks that they have, the garlic, the onions, and all the things that they have to eat before. Now they have the kind of desire to want the kind of things again.
所以虽然神是麻辣在旷野，但是以色列人想起过去的日子，在埃及有那些黄瓜有那些这个好的这个甜酒这个美味他们又在贪恋过去的所想过的东西。
And finally, God gave them meat to eat.
那么后来神也给他们肉。
Because that's the desire of their flesh.
因为这就是要这个满足他们在肉体上需要。
Even before chewing the meat, God sent the plague and killed a lot of them.
但是这个在他们还没有吃这个烟吞的肉之前神就击打他们了。
Why? Because the Bible say that they were craving intensely for that for that meat.
因为这个圣经讲说他们这个因为这些肉就心里头大大的起了这个异心。
Of course, for sure, it's nothing wrong to eat meat.
当然吃肉没有什么错。
But we do not allow it to control us.
但是不要让这个肉来控制我们的心。
It's nothing wrong to enjoy the things of this world, but we don't allow the things of this world to control our lives.
我们享受世界上事也没什么错但是我们不让这世界上事来这个掌管了我们这个心。
That's why we cannot be drunk.
所以说我们不会醉酒。
With the physical wine or with the things of this world.
就不管是借着这个这个肉体上的酒或者是这物质上 这个代表酒的这些东西。
Because being filled with the Holy Spirit is much better.
因为被圣灵充满是比较好的。
When you fill with the Holy Spirit, for sure, we can overcome the roaring lion.
因为我们都是让圣灵来充满我们，我们可以的确的胜过吼叫的狮子。
Let's see the book of Proverbs chapter 23.
我们看这个箴言23章。
Proverbs 23.
箴言的23章。
This truly describes a drunken person.
这边提到这个醉酒的人他的情况。
Chapter 23, verse 29 to verse 35.
23章29节到35节。
Verse 29.
29节。
Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contention? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Verse 30.
30节。
Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Verse 31.
31节。
Do not look on the wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. Verse 32.
33.
At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Verse 33.
33节。
Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. Verse 34.
34节。
Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, verse 35.
35节。
They have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? So we can see from verse 29 to verse 35 describe a person who are drunk.
所以这个29节到35节就是描述一个人醉酒之后他的情况。
So when people drink, why? Because they feel empty inside their heart.
那么为什么人要喝酒呢？因为他们心里头虚空。
Just like for myself, when I was, you know, live without Christ, when I usually drink, why? Because I want to fulfill the emptiness I have inside my heart.
为什么我还没有信主之前我会喝酒？因为我想借着这个酒来满足我心里头的虚空。
And hoping by drinking, this drinking can fulfill us.
我也盼望借着这个酒使我这个暂时的这个虚空能够得到满足。
And the same thing when we, you know, try so hard to gain the things of this world.
那么同样的道理都是我们想要赚的这个世界上的事。
Why do we do it?
那为什么我们要这样做？
Every day we have enough food to eat, enough water to drink.
其实每天我们有足够的食物，足够的水喝。
But we always want to gain more.
但是我们想更赚多一点。
Why? Because a lot of time our hearts cannot be fulfilled.
因为很多时候我们的心里头得不到满足。
But we know the things of this world cannot fulfill us.
但是我们知道这个世界上的事让我们得不到满足。
So just like a person who is drunk.
就好像一个人醉了酒。
But when they drink, they will have woes.
这个他们这个这个喝酒，那么就有灾祸。
When they drink, they will have sorrow.
他们喝酒，他们就忧愁。
When they drink, they will have contention.
他们喝酒就有争斗。
When they drink, they will have complaints.
那么他们喝酒就哀叹。
When they drink, they have wound without cause.
他们喝酒就会无故受伤。
So this means when they continue to drink, they have no idea what make them, what wound them, or what cause them.All these problems.
那他们这个喝了酒，他们也不晓得为什么会有这些这个忧愁、争斗这个哀叹或者是受伤。
You know, it's interesting when I was working in the world.
当我还在这个社会上工作的时候
，I work with many clients who are addicted to alcohol.
我跟很多就是接受辅导的人他们都是这个有这个酒瘾的人。
So this means they cannot go one day without drinking.
意思就是说他们上了酒瘾所以每天不喝点酒就过不下去。
Actually, their blood is full of alcohol.
所以他们血液里头有很多的酒精。
Even the doctor tell them, you drink another drink, you might die.
所以甚至说这个医生警告他们，你们再继续喝下去，你们会死的。
Even so, many of them cannot afford to buy drink. Sometimes they buy like, you know, detergent and mix it with orange juice and stuff like that to drink to make themselves drunk.
甚至有时候他们没钱买酒了他们就买这个清洁剂
Detergent, yeah, liquid detergent, yeah. Any kind like dishwasher detergent and laundry detergent.
买那些清洁剂然后这个换点这个柠檬水然后当做是酒来喝。
And some of them even use bleach, right, to wash clothes with, to mix it with, you know, orange juice and stuff like that to drink to make themselves drunk.
甚至有人用这个清洁剂这个换在这个柠檬水里头。难道喝的还会醉
？Of course, they are so addicted to drinking.
因为他们这个喝酒已经这么上瘾了。
So for us, let's think about spiritually.
所以我们想到属灵的事。
Do we do everything just to gain something in the world to fulfill us?
我们是不是想要这个做我们所做的事，是不是因为追求这个世界 啊，然后使我们满足呢
？But if we have a good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ，
啊，但是都是我们跟主有好的关系。
For sure, we will not be a person who is drunk with the wine or with the things of this world。
啊，我们就不会像那些醉酒的人啊，或者是要寻找这世界上的事使他们满足的人。
I never know a person who is drunk. He is happy。
啊，我从来没有看见一个醉酒以后的人啊，他会满足的。
Yeah, maybe why we drink for the 2-3 hours, you know, just talking nonsense and being happy, isn't that? But deep down inside, he still feels so empty.
啊，虽然一个人醉酒了啊，可能这个空言空语两三个小时啊，好像这样他就满足啊，但是事后他心里头还是非常虚空。
So that's why those who have woe, those who have sorrow, those who have contention, those who complain, and those who have wound.They are drunkards, right? Why? Because they want to fulfill the emptiness they have inside their heart.
啊，所以那些这个有灾祸、忧愁啊，这个争斗啊，这个哀叹啊，无故受伤啊，就是因为他们想借酒来消愁。
That's why in verse 30 say, "Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine."
啊，就像三十节所说的，就是那流连饮酒、常去寻找调和酒的人。
Of course, back then maybe they just used the wine to describe, but nowadays they have many different kind of hard liquors.
啊，这个过去啊，我圣经用酒啊来描写这事，但是今天呢，啊，各有各种不同这个烈酒。
So a person who started with wine, then later on they started with mixed wine. Right
here. 啊，所以一个人刚开始的时候是喝点这个啊普通的酒，到最后他要喝这个烈酒或者是调和的酒。
I see. For me, you know, for the people I work with, when they're alcoholic, wine when they drink is nothing to them.
啊，对这个醉酒的人啊，他们喝酒已经不算什么事了。
Because they, you know, they drink so much that the wine cannot make them drunk.
啊，因为他们这个喝了这么多酒啊，所以酒呢，事实上是不会让他们醉的。
I mean, most people can, you know, drink, for example, vodka. I mean, most of us sitting here, we drink just a small glass of vodka. It might burn our stomach, right? That's how, you know, that's how bad it is.
啊，就是啊，那些喝醉酒的人啊，他们可以喝整瓶的这个啊 vodka， 也不至于这个醉酒啊。但是你跟我只要喝一小杯的 vodka， 那么可能我们的胃就受不了了。
But a person who addicted to alcohol, this thing is nothing to them.
啊，但是那些醉酒的人啊，这喝一点这些烈酒，他们觉得不算什么大事。
So we also must reflect on the things of this world.
啊，所以我们要想想这世界上是。
Especially so used to watching things so violent, maybe.Pornographic, all these things. Does it cause us to repent, or we just so used to it?
啊，想想我们有些人啊，就是要看着这个色情啊，这个啊，这个电影啊，那么这些总是会影响我们心灵啊，我们应该要悔改。
Sometimes, brother and sister, you know, they swear just like it's nothing.
啊，有时候弟兄姐妹他们发誓、发咒诅。好像不算什么事。
Or they lie, it seems like it's nothing.
啊，或者是说他们欺骗啊，也不觉得什么事。
But actually, if they really have good relationship with God,
啊，但是都是他们追求跟神好的关系。
Even say one bad word, they would feel so bad inside.
啊，他们都是说了一个不好的话，他们心里头会非常的愁苦。
And if we lie about something for sure, we know we need to repent.
啊，你都是在某些事情上欺骗了。你就知道你应该要悔改。
But if we don't feel this kind of feeling, this means we've been drunk by the things of this world. We're so used to it, we don't need to repent.
但是我们啊，这个说错事啊，或是说谎啊，我们还不会有良心发现的话，那表示我们已经是啊，久久沉浸在这个世界上是了。
Of course, to an alcoholic, wine looks very pleasant.
啊，当然对这个喝醉酒的人。看到酒，他们会觉得啊，这个非常的好。
That's why in verse 31 say, "Do not look on the wine when it's red."
啊，所以三十一节讲说呢，啊，不要观看这些酒啊，因为下这个
when it sparkle in the cup.
啊，这个啊，这个它在杯中会闪烁。
When it swirl around smoothly.
啊，这个下咽非常的舒畅。
Of course, wine itself actually is very attractive.
啊，当然酒本身啊是非常迷人的。
Just like the things of this world is also very attractive.
啊，就好像世界上的事啊，看来也是很迷人。
Because Satan never used anything that is not attractive and try to entice us.
啊，因为魔鬼不会用那些啊，这个不啊不好像这个很闪烁的事情要迷惑我们的心。
Just like if Satan want a brother to fall, he bring us, you know, a person, a lady who's so ugly.Why would that, you know, why would a brother go for this kind of lady?
我们想魔鬼不会用一个很丑陋的女子来 要引诱啊一个弟兄。
Because Satan knows what kind of wine we like.
啊，因为这个撒旦知道我们要想喝的是什么样的酒。
He's just like a bartender.、Right?
啊，因为他好像这个酒吧调酒的人。
You go to the bar and he knows exactly what you want before you even ask him.
啊，你到酒吧去，那个酒吧调酒的人啊，你不要开口，他就知道你想喝什么了。
And Satan is like this.
啊，那么魔鬼也是一样。
He knows what we want inside our heart.
啊，他知道我们心里头想追求是什么。
And if you give exactly what we want.
啊，所以他会这个。啊、给我们征收想要的。
But it doesn't mean the thing that we want is good for us.、
啊、但不是说我们所想要的就对我们有好处。
Just like here in verse 32.、
啊、就好像三十二节说的。
Yes, it looked very,、the wine looked very red and it sparkled and swirled very smoothly.、
啊、他说这个酒会发红，在杯中会闪烁、啊、这个喝下去呢，下咽非常舒畅。
But at last it bites like a serpent.、
啊、但是终究呢会咬你像蛇。
And it stings like a viper.
而且刺你像毒蛇。
And then when we get this mean, you know, if we fall into this kind of trap, this mean it's too late for us already.、
啊、若是我们下的这个情况、啊、表示说已经是太晚了。
Because if it stings and it bites from like a serpent from a viper, this mean we're already gone.、
啊、因为若是刺你像这个毒蛇，那表示说我们已经死了。
That's why verse 33 says your eyes will see strange things.
所以三十三节讲说你的眼必看见奇怪。
Yes, a person who's drunk, I see some people drunk, they see very strange things.
啊，当然，一个人喝醉酒之后，他所看的都是很异怪的事。
I remember sometimes I get drunk. There's only one person standing in front of me. I see three, right? One, two on each side, but they are not there. But because I'm drunk, I see that.
啊，我记得我过去喝酒的时候，我眼前看的啊，事实上应该是只有一个人。但是我看成是两三个人。
Actually, I realize too, when we pursue for the things of this world,
啊，因为我知道，若是我们追求这世界上的事
，we also see strange things.
啊，我们会看这异怪的事。
The thing that we desire for, the thing that we want, actually, is not biblical.
啊，我们所要的啊，根本不是和圣经上的意思。
And the thing that God tells us not to do, we seem that it's okay. Why? Because we see from a different view.
啊，但是呢，若是我们寻找神的旨意，啊，神所说的。啊、都是这个和圣经上的这个的意思。
And not only we see strange things, but say, and your heart will utter perverse things.、
啊、在这圣经讲说，不仅是你看见这异怪的事，而且你会啊，这个会这个发出这个怪妙的话。
But you know, this kind of wine not only affect it outwardly, but also affect inside your heart also.
啊，所以这些酒不仅是这个影响你这个外在的行为啊，甚至也毒了你的心。
It's so true. When a person is drunk, they say whatever is inside their heart.
啊，当一个醉酒的人啊，他会说出他心里头啊想说的什么话。
Of course, a lot of time they speak nonsense.
啊，当然他们常常讲的是那些的没有常理的话。
So it's no difference when we are drunk with the things of this world.
啊，那么我们都是被这个世界上的事情
when we speak,
我们也是一样的
always the things of this world and not the things of God、
啊、因为我们一直讲这个世界上的事，我们不会讲论到神的事。
For example, when we get up in the morning、
啊、比方说你早上起来
If we are drunk with the things of this world, we always concern and think about the things of this world、
啊、都是我们已经、啊、给这个世界上的事情这个迷惑的心，我们一早起来要讲的话都是这个世界上的话。
But if we fill with the Spirit of God,、
啊、但是若是被神的灵充满
it would be really different.
我们就会很不一样。
When we get up in the morning,、
啊、我们早上起来
our heart desire to communicate with God.、
啊、我们心就一直很想来跟神灵交。
We want to read the Word of God.、
啊、我们想要读神的话。
All day we want to do everything that to please God.、
啊、整天我们想做的都是要这个这个得神喜悦的事。
For sure, a person who drunk with the things of this world, we will not do such things.、
啊、但是一个人啊，都是因为世界上而醉酒了，他不会这样做。
So that's why I say, not only we will see strange things, but also our heart will utter perverse things.、
啊、所以讲说，你眼不要看见这异怪的事，而且心里头要发出这个乖妙的话。
And then verse 34 says, Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, and one like who lies in the top of the mast, saying.、
啊、这个所以三十四节说，你必像躺在海中，或者是卧在这个桅杆上。
In other words, we have no idea where we are.、
啊、意思就是说，你都不知道你在哪里。
We just, you know,We just you know, just in the midst of the sea, we cannot do anything, we cannot see anything. It just, our life is just fully, it's full of emptiness.
若是我们是好像躺在这个海中，或者卧在桅杆上，那表示说我们真的不晓得我们 在做什么事，我们不晓得我们为什么在那里。
But what is the saddest part?
最这个悲伤的是什么？
See, the saddest part is in verse 35.
最悲伤的就是三十五节所说的。
So they have struck me, but I was not hurt.
他说呢，你必说人打我，我却未受伤。
They have beaten me, but I did not feel it.
人鞭打我，我竟不觉得。
When shall I awake that I may seek another drink?
那我几时清醒，我仍去寻酒。
So in other words, a person who addicted to alcohol, they always in denial.
所以呢，一个喝醉酒的人，他都是一直在否认的一个状态。
Even though this alcohol is destroying their lives and their family's life, but they can never ever admit it.
虽然说这个醉酒伤了他自己，也伤了他的家人，但是他从来不承认。
Sometimes the same thing for us.
有时候对我们来讲也是一样。
We know the things that we do is destroying our spiritual life.
我们知道我们所做的事情会一直这个来损坏我们的
灵性。Even causing our family, their spiritual life.
那么甚至呢，使我们这个家人的灵性死亡。
But we are too much drunk with the things of this world. We always going to be in denial.
但是我们已经因为这世界上的事情醉了酒，我们就会否认这些事。
For example, sometime when I talk to a brother.
有时候我跟弟兄说话。
He would spend it because this brother has a family at home.
这个弟兄呢，有家人。
He would spend, you know, 14, 16 hours working.
他要这个在这个工厂上工作上花14-16个小时。
Of course, when he's working, this means he always can say, "I am working for the family."
当然他在长时间工作，他会借口说我是为家人工作这么长时间。
But meanwhile, his relationship with his children, there's no relationship.
但是他跟自己的孩子完全没有好的关系。
And his wife's faith is so weak.
那么他的这个太太的信心也非常软
弱。And he himself does not read and pray to God.
那么他自己软弱，但是也不向神祷告。
And only come to Sabbath when he feels it's convenient.
当礼拜六他觉得这个方便的话，他来偶尔上教堂。
Why? Because all due to his work.
因为他都是提到自己工作。
But if we feel that this work is good for us, then of course we're in denial.
当然若是这个人觉得工作对他好事实上他就是在否认的这种心态。
Because the greatest commandment is to love God with our whole heart.
因为神最大的诫命就是说我们要这个尽我们的全心来爱神。
And to love people as ourselves, especially our family.
而且要爱人如己尤其是我们的家人。
So this means if anything else that we do in this world causes us to draw away from God or from our family, this thing is not worth it. It becomes a curse for us.
所以我们不管做什么事情都是使我们远离的跟神或者家人的关系的话这都是变成了咒诅。
So even working, really, some people also are drunk with working.
虽然说提到工作，有些人是因为工作而好像因工作而醉酒。
Because it's working, it seems that it's okay.
因为这个工作好像看起来是没事的。
But it's not okay if we ruin a spiritual life and ruin the spiritual life of our family.
但是若是我们的工作影响到我们的灵性或者是跟家人的关系的话，那么这种工作是不好的。
But we cannot be in denial.
但是呢，我们也不能够一直都否认这些存在。
Of course, if someone struck us, we will be hurt.
当然有人若是真的打我们会这个觉得这个受伤。
If someone beaten us, we will feel it.
这个别人这个出钱的话，我们会感觉到受伤。
But sometimes a person who is drunk because they are so drunk that cannot feel any kind of senses, it's true you can beat them up, they can't even feel it.
但是有一个人醉酒了就是有人这个出手打他，那他已经完全没有这个感官的感觉，所以他也不觉得有什么伤害。
And all they're concerned about is when they can get up and get another drink.
那他们所关心的就是我怎么时候再可以去找酒。
So when we are drunk with the things of this world,
所以我们都是因为这个世界上的事而醉酒。
Sure, when are we going to get up and make more money and try to buy better things?
我们就想说，我怎么样子在做更多的这个时间的工作赚了更多的钱，买更多的东西。
So that's why for us, the chosen people of God,
所以我们既然是成为神的选民
，we must not be drunk with the things of this world.
我们不要因为这世界上的事情而醉酒。
But rather be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们乃要被神的灵充满。
And when we drunk with the things of this world, is same thing as we living in darkness.
若是我们因为这个世界上的事情的醉酒那个也是等于我们是活在黑暗当中。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦的前书
Chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章
Verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第六节。
Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, But let us watch and be sober.
所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
Actually, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, talking about the day of the Lord, the day when our Lord Jesus Christ will come to judge the whole world again.
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章有提到这个主再来的日子，要像夜间的贼一样。
Because here, Paul said, therefore, let us not sleep as others do.
保罗讲说我们不要睡觉，像别人一样。
A person who is drunk, they always be sleeping.
一个人喝了醉酒，他就是要睡觉。
So that's why, you know, in Proverbs say, when do I get up? What do I get up for? Just to drink.
所以刚才这个读到箴言说，我几时清醒，我要再去醒酒。
If they are not drunk, they be sleeping.
这个他们都是这个不是醉酒的话，当然他们不会睡觉。
So that's why I say, but let us watch and be sober.
但是保罗在讲说，我们切要这个警醒谨守。
If we are not sober, we cannot watch.
若是我们没有办法警醒，就不能谨守。
If we cannot watch, for sure, the ruined mind will come and will destroy us.
若是我们不能警醒谨守，那么魔鬼这个吼叫的狮子当然可以吞吃我们。
Especially toward the end days.
尤其是在末日的时候。
So that's why here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 11, talking about those who live in darkness, which are drunker, and those who live in the light, and those who are sober.
所以这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章一节到这个十一节有提到有两种人一则是警醒谨守的人但是有些人就好像那个醉了酒的人一样。
Those of us who are sober, we just like sons of light.
若是我们是警醒谨守的话，我们成为这光明之子。
And those of us who are sober, we just like sons of the day.
或者是像这个白昼的人，活在白天。
So this means we see really clearly.
所以我们看得清楚。
We know exactly what's coming before us.
我们知道这个前面来的是什么。
And those of us who are sober, we also be armed and ready for the day of judgment.
那么我们都是警醒谨守的话呢，我们就好好会装备自己这个。等候这个神来的日子，因为有审判。
Just like in verse 8.
就好像第八节一样。
But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of the faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation.
就第八节说，我们既然是属乎白昼，就应该谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔来戴上。
So when we are sober, we arm ourselves to prepare for that day.
所以我们都是这个警醒谨守的话呢，我们就会会装备自己等候那个日子的来到。
And when we are sober, we also will have great faith, great hope.
若是紧紧谨守，当然我们有很好的信心。
And when we have great hope, for sure we will comfort one another.
而且有得救的盼望，我们会彼此激励。
Let's find verse 11 say, therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing.
十一节说，所以我们要彼此的劝慰，互相的建立。正如你们素常所行的。
A drunk person can never ever able to build up other people and to edify other people.
一个醉酒的人，他没有办法来激励或者是帮助别人建立他们的信心。
But a person who is sober.
但是一个警醒的人。
Mentally they are sober.
他们心里头是非常
警醒的。Spiritually they are sober.
他们属灵上也是很
警醒的。Physically they are sober.
他们肉体上也是警醒的。
And for sure this person be able to build others up and encourage them.
所以这样的人可以来帮助别人，而且建立起别人的信心。
So next Wednesday we'll continue to study in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 11.
所以下个礼拜三晚上我们会继续查考这个帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章这个从十一节到十四节。
For sure being sober is not about the physical matters, but rather the spiritual matter.
所以圣经提到这个警醒谨守不是观讲的肉体重要的是属灵方面。
So let's all rise and sing hymn 439.
我们站立，我们一起来唱诗439首。
Moment by moment.